This is 5 Minute Friday! Welcome, everyone, to a very special edition of the School of Greatness podcast. Super, super pumped about our guest today. Had an amazing interview and time with Gabby Bernstein. For those that don't know who Gabby is, her book that just came out hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list. She is an international speaker, a spirit junkie, and an author of a number of New York Times bestselling books. She was featured on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday as a next generation thought leader, and the New York Times named her a new role model. She appears regularly as an expert on the Dr. Oz show and leads talks and meditations for sold out audiences around the world. Forbes called her one of the 20 best branded women, and Self-Made magazine named her one of the top 50 women in business.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Some of our problems are far worse than others. At the root, we all have the same problem, which is choosing to lean into the fear, choosing to believe in the fear. Now, I want to be very clear. I don't want to offend anybody. So I don't want to take away anything from the people who are suffering versus the people who are thriving in first world countries, right? So let's not take anything away from the real suffering in this world.
Yeah.
But from a spiritual perspective, there's one problem, which is believing in the fear. And the more we believe in the fear, the more that becomes an epidemic, and that epidemic becomes a war, becomes all the division that we see in the world, or becomes racial injustice, or becomes, right. And that's, you know, the root cause of all of the problems in this world are based on our belief in fear. And so those people that are suffering and stuck in these very, very difficult situations, the ones that will thrive, and I write about many of them in the book, you know, Leigh McGabawi, and I write about, Viktor Frankl, and I write about the people who, in the midst of the darkest moments, chose to see the light, chose to see with love, chose to lean into love, and chose to lean into faith. And because of that faith, created movements. Gandhi, right? Created movements. And so because we have these divine powers of example, it's very easy for us to lean on them, you know, and say it's that many people are given a tremendous amount of difficulty that will be far worse than the average person.
Right.
But in the same breath, what are you going to do with it? It's a lot to ask of somebody who's lost their home and doesn't have, you know, how do you find love in those situations? But at the root of it all, it is a choice. It is a mental decision. And so they're probably, we should keep our eyes out for the miracles that we hear from the refugees, right? It's like people that through prayer and faith can found their way into a home that was exactly as it needed to be, or, you know, there are miraculous stories. But I mean, in the same breath, it's also what I think is most important is for those of us who are in first world countries that don't have these problems, right? Or people who are not suffering from war, you know, war or violence or bombing. It's really our responsibility to show up.
Yeah.
Show up in the greatest way that we can in honor of those who don't have the support and the resources that we have. And so I can say that with conviction that you can speed up by slowing down. So what it is that resistance is what blocks us from receiving support and guidance. Resistance comes from the belief systems and fear-based thoughts that keep us negative and in these low vibe energy. It's in the absence of resistance that we start to feel supported. So when we can shed the patterns and belief systems and energy and start to truly breathe and truly believe, that's when we can allow ourselves to genuinely receive the support that we need and that we long for. So love is the antidote. Love is the opposite. And love not from a romantic love conversation, but love being the energy and ever-present essence of love that is within us and around us and is the truth of who we are. And so when we start to reprogram our thinking and reorganize our belief systems and change our energy, we return to love, as Marianne Williamson would say. We return to love.
That's the title of her book.
It is, her most famous book. Mm-hmm. We return to love, and that remembrance. I mean, really, I believe that a spiritual journey truly is unlearning fear and remembering love.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.